WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon and welcome back to this special episode here on WTUZ. I have with me Dover Fire Captain Brooks Ross, and we're going to be talking a lot about safety, and especially with the summer months, barbecues are taking place, some fires, and of course, folks are out on the water. And Captain, first of all, thanks so much for taking the time and coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem.
Yeah, and we're going to get started here. And let's first talk about water safety. What are some kind of main things that you think of when it comes to water safety?
The biggest thing that I can think of is just wearing those life jackets. Even if you're a good swimmer, you still should have a life jacket on. Of all the calls that I can think of that I've been on where there was a drowning or some other tragic event, most of them would have never happened if people would have just had a life jacket on. And the unfortunate thing around in our area is, especially if you're in the river or a creek, a lot of the places are really shallow, but then there's also places in those areas where you don't know that all of a sudden they might get 6 to 9 feet deep. Mm-hmm. And so there's people that are comfortable in the water, but they're not very good swimmers, and all of a sudden they find themselves over their heads. So yeah, that would be my biggest hopefully takeaway, is just if you're, you know, any kind of doubt, definitely have your life jacket on.
Okay, and you mentioned it there about water rescues. Mm-hmm. Tuscarawas County, we do have kind of like a special dive team in the area.
Yeah, correct. Dover and New Philadelphia's fire departments, it's taken about 20, 25 years, wow. But we've got about 24 divers, I think, between the two departments. Started out, there was just a few of us that were divers, and we would use our personal gear, and we've slowly accumulated the manpower and the equipment. Our main goal is any place in Dover or New Philly or the townships that the cities are in, mm-hmm. we should be able to be in the water within 10 minutes of a call. The other thing is, too, we fish a lot of cars out of the water because people right. people back those boats in, and a lot of times they'll have issues, and next thing you know, the vehicle's in the water. Right. So we'll recover that for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of water safety, would it also maybe be a good recommendation? We're starting to see a lot more, as you said, kayakers in the area, to take a course or get the information on how to properly use a vessel.
Yeah, exactly. I think the big thing with kayaking, a lot of people don't understand. Again, you look at the Tuscarawas River, mm-hmm. it's normally pretty slow. It's wide enough. There's not a lot of obstacles. But at the same time, there can be places where you do need to be able to what they call read the river and mm-hmm. notice where there's obstructions. Some of our smaller creeks, I know the Sugar Creek, we have kayakers that get on the Sugar Creek in our area. And a lot of what we call strainers are in that. And what that is just usually it's a tree, but it's anything that allows water to flow under it, but could possibly hold somebody, they wouldn't be able to go through it.
Stay on water safety here, okay. But switch over to the pools. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing again this time of year for folks to have those pools. What are some of the big things with the pool safety?
Pool safety, I think, is just going to be, especially with little children, mm-hmm. is just being aware and, you know, watching them. I've got three children. They're all grown now. But again, when they're little, they're curious, and it's
they're
amazing
quick.
How exactly you turn your back for a second. Unfortunately, we've had issues, but very rarely in my career. I think that's the key. It's just, you know, that paying attention, especially to the smaller children. A lot of our pools around this area, you know, they're 4 or 5 feet deep. So an adult, you know, is usually okay, but it's those yeah. small children that you want to keep an eye on.
All right. We're going to move on then. You know, 4th of July is coming up here. What are some safety tips when it comes to the grill?
Big thing that we see with grills is people that have their grill on their porch and are using it. And again, people, it's like cooking. The number one cause of house fires in the United States is unattended cooking. And that's what happens is people start their grill, and it can be on a porch, but if you've got a low ceiling, it does get hot. The other thing is just staying with it. You know, when you're using it, you need to stay with it. Preferably it's not on your porch, not next to your house. The other thing would be if you're using a charcoal grill, sometimes what we've seen is people, they dump those hot coals somewhere that might be close to something that's combustible that's next to the house, and then yeah. the next thing you know, that house is on fire. So really, you know, if you're going to have a charcoal grill, let those coals cool off completely to where you can touch them before you decide to put them in the trash can or something like that.
And then with the 4th of July weekend coming up, I don't believe it's a law that you can set off fireworks in Ohio. They're discussing it still. But we know folks still set off fireworks. We just want to make sure that they're staying safe with those.
Right. And it's same thing. It's like if you're going to set off fireworks, most fireworks don't really create too much of a fire hazard because if they're letting off small fireworks at a single time, it's just not going to sustain a fire. Now, if a lot of fireworks went off, there's that possibility. The big thing we see sometimes is just the injuries. So just, you know, you're right. I do believe the law will change, but yeah, right now you're supposed to not set them off. We know it's going to happen. Just be careful with them. The other thing is just, you know, some of these fireworks, especially if you're in town in a congested area, you know, you could damage somebody's property. You know, they are explosives. So, you know, again, the big thing is just kind of be responsible and be safe and enjoy it responsibly.
Right. And one thing that we do out at my house, I know we always take in consideration of whether it's rained or not and how dry the grass is.
Right. And that's a good thing. I mean, again, right now, you know, everything's green and we have had, you know, some rain lately, but that would definitely be something. The other thing would be wind. You know, if it's windy out and you're shooting, you know, fireworks up in the air, you don't know exactly where they're going to go. You need to be smart about things and pay attention to things. And that's a lot of times that's what, you know, our job is somebody just wasn't paying attention or they lost track of what was going on. And the next thing you know, there's an incident. So all I can say is just, you know, enjoy the summer, but just try to use some common sense and be responsible.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much. And that was Dover Fire Captain Brooks Ross joining me here on WTUZ's Tusk Talks episode. I'm your host, Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.